I bought a piece of equipment right after Christmas, and I have this thing going on. When I exercise, I get sick, like I'll get a cold or something like that. So I've avoided using the piece of equipment all but once because I got a cold after it. My belief in that is so strong. And yet I want to get on that piece of equipment. I want to be lifting weights and...
Well, here's what that's about. So through life, you clearly want an what you would call an improved physical condition. So that's vibrating over here. And then you say, and I know some ways to go about that. I can eat less and I can move my body more. And what we hear vibrationally in that is, I want this, but I don't want this. In other words, I want to get what I want, but I don't want to do the things that I believe I need to do. Because you remember, previously in your experience, on more than one occasion, bringing yourself into alignment with what you wanted in terms of physical, but there was a price that you paid for it. There was deprivation that was involved. There was more struggle. In other words, you could force your physical body into a condition that served you better or that pleased you more, but you were not able to maintain it because it was bucking the current, so to speak. We like to put it in these terms. When you try to create by taking action before you've lined up the energy, there's not enough action in the world to sustain that. That's what we mean when we say so many people are paddling harder and harder upstream. When you take the time to line up your energy, and in that alignment, then you begin to receive these inspirational feelings. When you take action that comes from that inspirational feeling, now it all falls into place and it feels easier for you. Mm-hmm. So we think what happened to you when you know what you want and you sort of, in a sort of defiant, determined way, were determined that you were going to now do something about it before you'd lined up your energy. And so you brought the equipment, and the equipment and what it represents to you is all upstream, upstream, upstream. So then you lived what we've been talking about already. You've exaggerated your desire to go that way, and the equipment caused you to go that way. In other words, it was just amplifying the tug of war. And that's why the physical symptoms of not feeling good showed up. We like to say to our physical friends that if you're crossways of the stream and you are not aware that you are, because after all, these thoughts are just normal thoughts that you've been thinking, so you're not identifying them as upstream going against the current thoughts. So you've got negative emotion, but you don't know what it means, and you don't do anything about it. You don't reach for thoughts of relief. You don't do anything to try to close the gap. You just keep, in a determined way, forging forward. We always say, don't worry, your negative emotion will become more. And if you still don't recognize it and recognize that it's time for some thoughts that give you some relief and some time for some closing of the gap and vibrational alignment, don't worry, the negative emotion will become more. So first there is the emotion, then there's stronger emotion, and depending, of course, on how much you want it, in other words, your relationship between where you are and where you want to be is what determines the degree of the emotion. And eventually that emotion turns to physical symptom, turns to physical discomfort. It turns to some sort of manifestation. So from that, if we were standing in your physical shoes, we would say to ourselves, clearly, I want something, and this plan of action somehow is activating something within me that's causing an increase in my contradicted energy. I want something, but my plan of action has me going cross-current of it. So once you recognize that, and you recognize that your work is not to get on a piece of equipment, and we're not saying don't get on the equipment, mm-hmm. we're just saying get your energy lined up and then get on the equipment. We're saying get your energy lined up before you take the action, and then the action isn't troubling, it's not awkward, it's not irritating, it's beneficial, it's soothing, it's satisfying, and you get results from it, you see. So now talk to us about your physical body. And let's not talk about it in terms of what you need to do about it. Let's talk about how you feel about it. We want to take you on an emotional journey. We want you to show you how to line up energy relative to your physical body.
Okay, so you want me to talk where I am now?
From where you are, just start rambling about your body.
My body